What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh.
That's Ice Life.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Don't Drop the Mic show. We're here tonight with M's on the ones and twos.
Hello, hello.
We got Swatsy in the building.
Wagwan.
We got Maximum.
Tell a friend.
Yem Swags.
AKA Swagnificent.
And Young Crest.
You already know, man.
Yeah, yeah. This is a show that's all about improvisation, musicals, and educational entertainment. And the theme for this show tonight is family, curse, or blessing. All right, so guys, my first question. Is family a curse or a blessing? What do you guys think? Is family a curse or a blessing? I'm going to assume that you guys all have families.
Yeah,
we all. Some level or the other.
I didn't fall from the skies.
So what do you guys think? Do you think family is a curse or a blessing? Maxi, you look like you got something in your mind.
Family can never be a curse to me. Like, it's a blessing. Because God bless your mom to give birth to you at first place. And in times of stress and wahalas, you know what I mean? They are the people that always stand for you more than even your close friends and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's funny that it can actually switch to the other way around. You know, some families are actually curses. Some people be. Some people like, man, I don't want to see my family.
Mm-hmm.
Some people love their family. Like me, I'm among people that love my family. So left to me, I feel family is a blessing.
So it's subjective. For some people, family is a curse. For some people, family is a blessing. Is that what we're saying?
No, it's both. I mean,
okay, so for you, family is a curse and a blessing.
Give
okay.
a curse.
Yeah. Interesting.
Now, okay, look at on what side of the family you fall on, depending on culture. You get me? Now,
okay.
Like now, in the Yoruba tribe where I come from, the firstborn carries the burden. And then you have like 6 siblings. And then you're the firstborn, and all of them come to you. And then they're choking your neck based on funds.
You see that
as a curse.
I don't see that as a curse. This is why I don't think it's a curse yet. I feel if you have a reason to want to do things, you would do them better. Do you understand? So if your family is putting pressure on you to, oh, give me this, bros, I want this. To me, I feel it has to do with responsibility, and it makes you want to work harder.
Like family is like a source of motivation.
Kind of, yeah.
But there's the other side, I think, where Swago is coming from, where the pressure can be undue. Sometimes it's like, go and get married now. Go and get a job now. What kind of job? What's
most
your salary?
People have committed suicides because of family.
The problem is this. The pressure that you get to feel from family, you know, based on your responsibility and all of that, it's just responsibility. It's not a curse. It's responsibility.
I get.
Then secondly, like what Femi said, the pressure of going to get married, that one is not necessarily a curse. They are just pressures. That is all. It's just things that are urging you to do. The curses come when you are like, say, Cain and Abel. Now there's jealousy. That is when like hatred is breeding in the family. So I don't feel.
But I'm saying based on what an individual can take. You get me? Based on to a limit you can push a man. You get some people can't go that further. Some people can't just shake it all up like I beg. It's just pressure. I go pass through them.
But yeah, I don't see taking the burden of your family as a curse.
As a curse, yeah, man.
It's responsibility.
It feels like they're your family,
as you said.
Man,
as you said, like your Yoruba guy, the firstborn has a whole lot of pressure. We all know that.
Firstborn syndrome.
He used Yoruba. That's why I'm coming that way. Like, trust me, you just do what you have to do. When your younger brother comes to meet you, bro, I had ex with this babe. And something is, you know what I mean? You have to do your.
You have to support. You have to
look at
you know,
that like a curse. No, you have to advise him because you don't want your brother to go through mistakes you've made before.
So. Okay. Let's move on a little bit. We'll come back to this. I want us to have like a musical debate on this. So, Ems, I want you to get us a beat ready. All right. So this situation, I want Yem Swags and Young Crest. You guys are arguing that a family is a curse. And Maxi and Swats, you guys are arguing that family is a blessing. We're gonna go back and forth and see where we end up. So you guys, you give your position, and let's see how that goes. All right, Ems, drop the beat.
For real. True confession, my family is a blessing. You understand, it took me from all the stress, man. I used to be on the low, no money in my pocket, I used to vex, man. My mama told me, I love you, sent a text, man. She's like, Maxi, it's time for you to hustle for success, man. And that's what I did, and I'm getting it. It's not my fault, homie. My family made me get credit, and I did it. I said it, you best believe it. You understand? I'm married to music, couldn't leave it. And my mama told me, and you can get the Grammy. Oh, sorry, my granny told me, you can get the Grammy. You a singlet, you can't hand me. You better understand, I did this music for my family. Trying to get money, we don't want to be hungry. You want everything is going to be sweeter than honey. Ask about me, it's Young Maxi to the LD. Shout out to my mom, C. Nobody done the only really maximum that can beat maximum, and that's how it is. My family is platinum.
Yo, see, make I tell you, see, from my own perspective, it just be like, see, you see, family na blessing at the same time na curse. But me, I believe, say, it's more of a curse than any be curse. It be like, they go, they choke you when money no day your purse. They go, they choke you when money no day your purse. She they claim, say, she be your sister. Or more, she be your sister. She be the sinister way they give you claws and blisters. You see, my brother, in the claim, say, he be my friend. But now, in constant, they toast the girl, way be my girlfriend. See, the team be say, my bro be my friend. But I don't want greed. It go be at the end of the end. Because you see, the family, he did the family. But you know, I don't want be the family inside. Family, I go end them, go start them. The team go report them, but no, say this my brother. I know if you report them, now he be the first. He be like wizard, I can't take it, but you know, make we switch the wand. I report her.
I know, say you know, easy. Family comes first, family is a blessing to me now. I know, say sometimes they could take it off the edge, make you want to do things you never do. But
see, I really don't understand, but I just take a grand and I keep pushing, cause I don't comprehend. See, family is a blessing, but it's a curse, cause the stress be every day. Yes, I lost the sauce. I no get time, but it's juice on the sauce. Family is the curse, sometimes it make me unstuss. See, I really don't comprehend the kind of things they do, they make a man wonder man. Cause sometimes even the younger you be, the more you get to spend. I'm the last, but sometimes I pay the first. I pay my dues where I know supposed to pay the ooze. See, after the reggae, then go play the blues. First son, no go green, instead the last go blue. I want to make a better man, the blessing, but still, sometimes it's a curse.
All right. Let's switch it up. So, does family influence your ability to progress in life? What do you guys think of that?
Yes.
Somehow deep.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It
does. Okay. Why do you say
from
that?
A house where the pressure has to come out. Like, my mom is the kind of woman that nags. I actually call it fuel on top of your fire. Like, she's like, hey, yo, your mates are working in the bank. You got, you know what I mean? You need to do this. You need to do that. Your man is married. So she drills you every day of her life. Like every in 24 hours. Let me just say, like 2 or 3 hours. You have to go to main guy. You go out and get it. You know what I mean? So I'm from a house where we have to work hard and make things for the family.
Okay, so would you say it would have been the opposite effect if your mom was completely different, just left you to do whatever you want?
Yeah, of course.
You just technically be lazy.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Aren't there some people that simply because of the fact that their parents don't care or neglect them, that is another source of motivation, that maybe their parents don't believe in them, and so their whole objective is to prove their parents wrong? Isn't that another
form? I feel when the pressure is there, it is more positive for you to get up your feet and do more for your family. Like, for example, I have a sister and I have like a level of earning, and I feel like I have to do more. Like, I have to get out there and get some more cash to be able to channel some funds to her to keep her going and all of that, because I wouldn't want my sister to come say to me, oh, some boy said to me, I need to sleep with him to have, you know, this and all of that. So I feel it's an obligation. I feel it's a responsibility on my perspective to do more right now, because I have a sister. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? To do more so she is
comfortable.
Maybe not 100% comfortable, because she's not my wife. She's my sister. But I feel the best I can do, I'll do. So it gives me like the motivation to want to, you know, put in more work, put in more,
Okay.
Well, yeah, MC, you want to say something?
Yeah, just one. I believe that family contributes to your success. I believe it contributes to your success in different ways, because there are different aspects now. Apart from the fact that you are motivated by the family around you, what surrounds you, you know, your mom is your motivation, you have younger ones, this and that, while still bordering around responsibility. family can be your source of success if you have inheritance. Imagine the Adenugas and stuff, like money going, well, I mean, if you're not born into that family.
If family is good, if they're going to die soon. Then you collect
ask them. Prince Charles.
Yeah. No, that sounds different. When you have another agenda, and then that kind of thing.
But at least the money is in the family, like it's success for you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So what me okay. I believe, okay.
Yeah, you're gonna.
So what me I believe, like family is the second God to me, yeah. Hmm. Because after God is your family. So okay. If your family doesn't believe in you, it's hard for someone out and outsider to believe in you. But one thing I still believe in is a mentor. If you have a mentor, because sometimes some things we do. It's not allowed. They don't allow us to do it. We just go against our will because we feel it's right. And sometimes we feel our families are wrong in some spirit. They are right, yes, because God put them to us. God put them on us. So anything they say is basically right. So, but what I think is
anything they say is basically right.
Yeah. So, but
wow. I don't know about that.
No. You know what?
They have truly entered second God there. Yeah.
You should have said they have your best interest at heart. But
And not all families have your best interest at heart. You know that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you look at it from another angle.
But immediate.
Even your immediate family, their fathers are jealous of their kids. They don't want their kids to progress more than them. All kinds of family dynamics, you know. Okay, so let's move on to something more musical. Ems, could you have a beat, you know, getting rolled up for us? Okay, so we're going to have a musical conversation, you know. So let's imagine that you guys are all four brothers and you guys are all having some kind of sibling rivalry. I don't know, maybe there's some issues about you trying to progress. What kind of stuff do brothers argue about? Do you have any brothers, Ems?
You have plenty, brothers.
You have plenty. Excellent. So what kind of stuff do you guys argue about?
We argue about who's a better rapper. Jay-Z.
Who is a better rapper? Okay, I was expecting something more like who stole the toothpaste. I don't know why.
Okay, so we can go with that.
So but let's try and relate it. So maybe all four of you want to be, let's say you're from the Michael Jackson family. Something like that, yeah? So you're from a family of rappers. Your father is a rapper. Your mother is a rapper. You guys are all aspiring rappers. And then there's some argument about the fact that your mom maybe wants one of you or maybe all of you to stop doing rap and only one of you to carry on because she believes that maybe three of you don't have talent. Only one of you has talent. Something along those lines. All right, so this is an argument that happened between the brothers about who you felt was a better rapper or something along those lines. Sibling rivalry. All right, Ems, drop the beat. Let's see how this goes. Wow, this was the most awkward beat. This is a family beat, so.
Yo, family. This is the arrival of your rival. I hope you niggas can survive this.
All right, let's go.
First of all, I'm the best in the house. No, they play, no be mouth. Ask about them, me peeps go, they shout. If I day outside, they call me the star. Five-star general, you be Boy Scouts. I know, see, I need to take small stars. I just day real, and I day for my body. That's how I do it. I don't send anybody. Ask mommy, she will tell you I'm hard. And the rest of you are rapping like dummies. You can't rap, you know, pass school. Why the hell you want to rap with me? Say you be fool. I be the firstborn. See how I come to. And the place that I play, got it on to. My check, 1-2. I told these people, this is what I really want to do. Rap, and you go listen, you go start to clap. Wear my baseball cap, and I the rap, and I the attack, and I will never be whack.
Nobody will carry first, be the most intelligent. See, if you see my rap, you go no say, you know, the team, they are very decent. You see, I'm the last born, I'm the last, but you know me say, the first can become the last. The last can become the first, and the first, and you know the first is not the one that is the best. I can give them the tools for the tools, but you know, even on beat 99, I'm the tools. You know, say I'm cool, FM 96.92, but you know, see, I know they come through, like, say, I know Sabi rap, I know they fall through, so my rap be like, say, now my papa give me, now my mama give me, now me be the one where they born to. See, this guy, no be the best.
Who carry first, now him go carry less. It's not about how far, but how well. You the claim say you be jackpot, but you still they learn well. I'm coming back just to make a better point. You wait talk say you best. I'm sorry, bro. When I was coming, I shagged two bottles of best, but still my mama say that I'm the best. You might be cool, but I'm cooler. You might be tall, but I'm taller. You might be fresh, but I'm fresher. So keep your heads up and stay unfreshed out. I know come here to beef. You be my senior, I get that respect. But still, this ain't you gotta put it in. Anything where you want, make you put it through. We gotta dush.
I don't come here to follow you, drag anything, oh.
Because I know say I'll be single. I don't come here to drag anything, oh, because I know say I be singer. You know who I be sweaty, and when I singing, all the ladies they'll be so horny, yeah. You bet. So I go just follow my path and leave the rapper for you guys to drag them. So I beg you, I beg you, I know they follow you, they drag anything, say, I beg you,
I beg you,
I beg you,
I know they follow you, drag anything, I did my lane, I did my lane.
Alright, alright, alright. So Swati, does mommy know that your voice is making all the girls horny? I don't know whether he has been singled out. He doesn't know it yet. Okay, so question. Is it ever justifiable to reject your family?
Sorry?
Is it ever justifiable reject your family? Is there anything that your family can do that you say, ah, these guys, nah, man.
That depends, yeah.
Not again, never again.
There's one thing that I would make me want to forsake my family. If I discover, say, my mama now winch. Yeah, that's the only thing. Say, I discover, say, my mom now winch.
But wait, how do you even make such a discovery? I don't get it. You come home
and she's sitting on a broom. I'm like, ah, Jesus, I didn't know that. How do you know when your mom is a witch or if your mom is a witch?
There was a story I heard. This guy, she's a witch and something like that. But he didn't know. Out of all the five children they had, all of them died. But he was the only one surviving. He was the only one that survived. So because the mom liked him, she spared his life. So on a point where they were supposed to use the guy for sacrifice, and they told the mom that, see, this your son has to go and all that. And because of the love she had for the boy, she had to fly to, because that was how they said it, that she had to fly and she turned into some sort of animal and appeared to the guy and all that, and told the guy that, see, this is what is happening, you know, that any moment from now they will come and kill you, that any cockroach or anything you see, an insect, use a broom to kill it. And that was how she left. So in an hour time now, some things happened and there were like some insects that came to the house, and the guy already knew he was preparing. And he wiped, as in the way he wiped her, man. Like, say, he go wipe again.
Killed all the cockroaches.
Then
discovered that he was a wizard.
And when he killed those cockroaches, the next day, he heard on phone that his mother had died.
Oh my God. Mm.
So he discovered that the mom was a witch.
but that shows you
was the origin story of WizKid. But sorry, go on. I'm just kidding, go on.
And so he discovered that his mom was a witch and all that. So I want to even ask, if you were in his shoes, what would you do? I wouldn't
get angry. This is the reason why I wouldn't get angry. Mommies always love their children. Do you understand? No, okay. Baba, if they don't like you, they go down about you since now. Do you understand?
Hang on.
It's usually hard to keep it. But they decided, do you know how long it took for them to think about it and then keep you? Do you understand? Carry you for 9 months and then drop you. That person now. The mama,
I don't know if that has anything to do with whether you like the baby or not.
This person now.
I don't even know what the baby is like.
Calm down.
I don't understand.
This person.
You don't see when you give birth to a child.
This person is talking about now.
Yeah.
The mother took it upon herself to go and warn him that in case you see anything, she obviously knew that if you they kill this cockroach, you they kill me. So, which means she was ready to die.
She didn't think she was going to be the cockroach.
Well, this thing is getting complicated.
This is getting so complicated. I've seen a lot of cockroaches. I kill all of them. I don't know. I don't have to get warned about whether or not there are any.
The mama no say she be witch now.
Based on the definition of the family.
If she knew that she was going to warn him about insects, why did she show up as an insect?
Because they are one. They have to go together. They are in a society.
Oh, okay.
So you need to go and leave one.
It's a colony.
Why didn't you read insecticide?
Okay, I'm calling time out. No more cockroaches. No more wizards. No more witches.
What you said.
Yes. Is it justifiable to reject your family for whatever reason? And then somehow we ended up killing cockroaches.
First of all, I love my family so much.
Okay.
But this normal life. There are some things that will really hurt you. There are some things that will really hurt you up to a next thing that you can't just handle it anymore.
Okay.
You
know what I mean? So can I get an example of something?
Not in my own family, Shah.
I'm sure, like, doesn't have to be a true example.
People go through stuff. For example, you're a bad guy. You would probably sell them other X things that people use.
Let me give
get intoxicated.
Example.
Hold on, and you get caught, and you're in probably cell, prison, or whatever. They call it, you know what I mean? And you see parents who still come and say, "That's my son, my only son. I beg never more." And they'll still tell him, "I'm gonna bring 500,000." And the parents will go all out, despite they know that the guy don't mess up. And they will still do the best to get him out of that position. Okay. Now that's a family.
Family love.
So that's an example of a family that you will not reject. But let him slip inside that prison.
It might not be that deep. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Like, it might not. Like, I can't really find a scenario to place it properly.
Okay.
But I feel if my parents do what has gone above the normal rates where I can swallow pain, I'll actually react.
Reasonable. Hold on. We'll come back. I want to do something musical. Let's not get too in there. Well, you guys are really in the whole.
This family now.
I get examples.
I get examples.
Okay. So I want us to end with something, you know, something moralistic on some level. Yeah. So I want us to create a song about family values. Yeah. So this is going to be a song about family values. So Ems, can you drop us a beat there? So good things about family, positive things about family, why you should have a family, why a family could be a blessing, you know, what you should do in a family, your responsibilities, da-da-da-da-da, all that good stuff.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what comes out. Mm. Let's kick it off.
First of all, second of all, first of all, my family gave me the life. My family, my mother made me know what is life. She's like, "Maxi, if you get one and that guy gets two, you need to hustle to get five." Thank God I'm alive. She told me, "Maximum, you need to strive. Hustle hard and probably marry hard and hawk hard and probably get yourself a wife, get yourself a kid, and that's how you gonna proceed." So I said, "Mama, thank you. You know that I love you. I understand what family means. I know the value. I like you. I will beat whoever fight you. I like you, mommy, and I really want to kiss you. If I leave for 5 minutes, would like to lie me, I didn't miss you. I go text you. Tell you, mommy, if I get money for bank account like Dangote, I no go hesitate to flex you." Yay. And that's the best truth. I'm just telling the truth, homie. This young Max, he asks about me. No be lie. I'm telling you, would like to lie till the day I die. I love my mommy. She did make the tear drop from my eye. My brothers, they tell me, "Maximum, ride or die." I love my brother. I love my mother. I love my sister. I love whoever comes to me and whoever's the miss. Sorry if I missed it. That was just the question. Now, Maxi is the answer under the app.
My family is a blessing. Without the blessing, I never get the lesson. Yes, please. My family be blessed. Everything we do, the cuss. But still, I take it back for yes. Cause without the family, we're going down, we're crashing. But still, the family keeps us together. We're happy. Without the family, everything we always wanted came through. But still, you don't get the joy, you're depriving it. Everything just fall cause you're eating it. See, the family gives me joy, gives me peace and everything. Because without them, I'll never be where I'm supposed to be or where I be. So I just take it like a wannabe. Take it back and every nigga see, they say I wanna be. Just my family, take it, that's the Hennessy. I shack them all with every blessing like it's Hennessy.
I'm gonna make a no lie, I'm on our family values. Like 14th of February, family vows you. You see the thing they say, me I no go issue. The way you treat your wife, now your sisters go teach you. See the thing they say, you go start from the beginning. And you know the thing go enter the inside of the sinning. You know go be everything, you go see the scenery. Like say na movie, I'm you go drop the graph for the innery. See the life gun, they enter you, they feel them. You see the love, then they give you. I'm no be say you believe him, but you know say I'm not blessed to be like this, but you know your mama love you. You see like she na me be this. too much love from family. So now family be the thing where we suppose the hype none. Every time you gotta love your mother, love your sister, your brother, and love your father.
Sometimes I want the lazy, but it be like say my family they give me the inspiration to the move, to the move, to the move, to the top. Yeah. If I no do today, I go gas to tomorrow to make sure say then day for the top side. I want to love. I want to love. I want to love my family. The kind of love way that just they show me. It make me want to. Oh my God, I'm so speechless. Oh my, the matter don't tire me.
Yo. For the family, it's the M's, yo. Listen, I bury my residence. Yo. See, I got love for my family. I pinned the picture up so graphically. Yeah, love for my sister and my brother. I gotta extend it all the way to my mother. That's how we be, repping the family tree. Yeah, I got love for my family all the way from now to then, even up to DDTM. Yeah, so you can catch us Saturday at 7 p.m. Yeah, I just stay repping.
Family.
And it's sneaking the DDTM advert in there. You know what it is, That's the DDTM family in the building. Now I'm saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about family, whether it's a curse or a blessing. I guess the summary of the story is every family dynamic is a little bit different. And on some way, they are a bit of a curse and a bit of a blessing. It's all about balancing all out and, you know, moving forward and progressing as a unit. Thank you so much for listening to the show. This is Don't Drop the Mic. Peace.
What's that sound? It's ROG.
Duh. That's Ice Life.